Countryside of Aleppo.
It's a slickly produced video featuring a militant who knows a little something about making a good film.
These are the houses of your brothers, of your sisters, of your fathers, of your children.
Heavily armed, with a distinct British accent, the man says he is with the al-Nusra Front, al-Qaeda's branch in Syria.
Destroyed, shattered from the explosion.
And in the video, he slams the competing terror group ISIS for decimating a village in northern Syria.
The followers of the so-called Islamic State decided that in the middle of Ramadan, the 7th of Ramadan, that the best worship they could perform was to bomb the houses of innocent Muslims.
According to the site intelligence group, which posted the video, the militant goes by Abu Basir al-Britani. But tonight, CNN has learned his real name is Lucas Kinney, and his family once moved in Hollywood's top circles.
Using explosive vests.
A distraught family member tells CNN Lucas Kinney is the son of Patrick Kinney, an assistant director who worked on blockbusters like Braveheart.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
Kinney's father also helped direct a Rambo sequel and worked with Steven Spielberg on Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Those people are trying to kill us.
I know that!
Now it appears Lucas Kinney is on his own terror crusade.
This is a guy that had every advantage in life, yet still ended up with al-Qaeda, with a terrorist group in Syria, somebody who appears to have traveled to Syria because he believed it was his religious duty to fight jihad.
CNN has learned Kinney's father and his mother, a British national, divorced years ago. He attended the best schools in Cairo, Saudi Arabia, and Britain. One relative says Lucas was a rock and roller who once played in a band called Hannah's Got Herpes. Tonight, it appears Lucas Kinney is using those performance skills to aid a brutal terror group. And experts warn he could exploit his familiarity with Western culture to deadly effect.
Some of these recruits are becoming suicide bombers, ready to give up their lives. The worry is that they could be sent back to the West to launch attacks, that they could be trained inside Syria by al-Qaeda. Right now, the group's focus is on Syria. The worry is that could change.